Americans can talk baseball like nobody else, but when traveling overseas, they may run into trouble discussing any sport. Commentator Frank DeFord has some suggestions for avoiding embarrassment.
I'm not much of a saver. In fact, the only thing I collect are those little shampoo bottles from hotels. I have the world's largest collection of little hotel shampoo bottles. I'm certain of this because nobody else would be so idiotic as to collect these foolish keepsakes. And my collection has swelled lately because I've been traveling abroad. As you know, this is a tough time for an American to be away because so many foreigners believe the U.S. is acting in such a dominating and self-centered fashion. Since sports is the global unifier, though, it is one subject that can ease tensions among all peoples of goodwill. But even in sports, we must be sensitive. So here are some tips for the American sports fan abroad. Never bring up college football. Foreigners just can't understand why so much of the attention we pay to higher education is at the stadium. Wholeheartedly agree that it is pompous and typically insensitive of us to call it the World Series when it only involves North American teams. You are encouraged, however, to mention that Ichiro Suzuki was the most valuable player in the American League last season. Likewise, especially on the far side of the international dateline, casually note that Tiger Woods is half Asian. To please all foreigners, though, the most important name to mention reverently is Michael Schumacher. Schumacher is the most famous athlete in the world, except, of course, here in the good old U.S. of A., when no one knows him from Adam. Well, you yahoos, Schumacher happens to be the most fabulous race car driver. However, please note, if you do show your worldly sports knowledge by discussing Schumacher, do not bring up NASCAR. Do not, for example, say, yeah, and we have our own great NASCAR drivers like Jeff Gordon and Rusty Wallace. To foreigners, Schumacher admirers, this is like hearing Placido Domingo sing at La Scala and then referencing Garth Brooks or the Dixie Chicks. Assure all foreigners that it is surely only a matter of years before soccer in the U.S. will be as popular as it is everywhere else. Explain that it is only a few rubes, hopeless Philistines, and narrow-minded American firsters in the media who keep soccer from its deserved place at the top. However, do not then make the mistake of talking about what a great thing it was that the U.S. soccer team made the quarterfinals of the World Cup. Remember, we are never a Cinderella story. Never. The most disastrous thing that could happen to America abroad in the world would be for us, who care so little about soccer, to win at soccer. It would be the classic dog in the manger. You think they hate us now. Likewise, when discussing the NFL, always refer to it as American football. Do not, however, cite the size of our players. Foreigners see gargantuan American football players as the athletic metaphor for American foreign policy. In England, never say Wimbledon and the British Open. Rather, they are the championships and the Open. There are no others. Now, if you can manage all these things, you will be a wonderful ambassador for our country. Maybe then you can even learn the metric system and understand what the real temperature is when they say it in Celsius.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.